Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. Ha'omer l'isha. If a person says to a woman, Hare at mekudesh esli amenas shadaber e loyich la shulton. Ve'ese imach kapoel. Diber aleha la shulton. Ve'ase imach kapoel mekudesh es. Im lav. Eina mekudesh es. That is, if a person says to a woman, the Mekudesh is to me with this pruta of money on condition that I will speak, I will intercede on your behalf with the governor, or that I will work for you for a day as a worker, as a laborer. And, of course, if you spoke to her, to the governor about her, and worked for her as a laborer, she would be Mekudesh. After all, he fulfilled his tenai. He fulfilled his condition. If not, you spoke to the governor about her, or did not work for her as a laborer right now, Mekudeshes. What really is the Chiddush? What really is the insight in this Mishnah? The insight is explained in the Gemara, teaches us the following condition. Even if the Tanai, even if the condition of speaking about her to the governor, or working as a laborer, would be fulfilled, he must give her a pruta at the outset of this discussion. But if he would have said, instead of giving her a pruta, you are mekudeshes to me with the money that you'd owe me, for speaking about you to the governor, or with the money that you're going to owe me, because after all, I will work for you for a day, the kedushin would not be valid. Because, as we discussed in a previous perek, this Tana holds that when you work for somebody, you work for somebody from the very beginning to the end. You don't receive the wages at the end of the day, but rather every moment you are owed a little bit more money until the end of the day. And therefore, a person's salary, wages at the conclusion of his work, are really considered a debt. There's a loan, there's a halva, and a person cannot be mekudeshes with a loan, as we learned in the previous paragraph. So again, when it comes to the stipulation of a worker, person is almost in debt until the end of the day, according to the Tana of our Mishnah, and therefore you cannot be mekudeshes with a loan. It is considered a milva, it's considered a loan, eina mekudeshes. And mekadesh b'milva eina mekudeshes, as we discussed in a previous paragraph. Sefer of the Mishnah reads as follows, Amenas sheyirtza abba, please be mekudeshes to me on condition that my father will consent. He will not protest. So, for example, you say, my father will not protest in the next 30 days. And if those 30 days elapses, the father does protest, then they are, and she is mekudeshes to him. Ratzaha mekudeshes. In love, ina mekudeshes. If you protest during that, say that 30-day duration, then ina mekudeshes. What happens if the father were to die? Meisa'av hareza mekudeshes. If the father were to die, then they would be mekudeshes, because after all, since he died during those 30 days, there wasn't any protest, and therefore, she is mekudeshes. Meis haben, lamdim ha'av lamar, she'ena rotza. If the son, the actual person who betrothed the lady, dies within that 30 days, we tell the father to say that he does not consent to the kiddushin. This way the kiddushin would not be effective, and this lady would not require yibum, if they would not require having her brother-in-law betroth her and to fill the mitzvah of yibum. Rather, we teach the father to say, bimacha, say you don't want this to happen, and therefore everything would be null and void should the man who is being mekadesh to the woman die. Perek Gimel Mishnah Zion, chapter 3, the 7th Mishnah. The Mishnah states, Kidashti es biti. The father, as we learned in previous Mishnayos, is able to arrange for his daughter to be married before she's a bogeres, before she's the age of 12 and has the various simanim, the signs of maturity. And the father says that he received money, kesef kiddushin, for his daughter. However, eni yodel mi kiddushtiha, I cannot recall to whom I betrothed her. I know, however, she was definitely betrothed. Father is believed that he did receive this money of kesef kiddushin. However, it is unclear exactly to whom she is now engaged. The Mishnah goes on, Ba'echad v'amar ani kiddushtiha. A person says, oh, I am the one who actually gave you, the father, the kesef kiddushin. Nema, you believe this gentleman. What is the rationale for believing him? The reason is as follows. If he had not actually been the one to betroth her, he'd be very scared to lie in the presence of the father, because he would be scared. He'd be very fearful that the father would then recall who he accepted the kesef kiddushin from. This person would be contradicted. And therefore, we believe if a person comes forward and saying, I'm the one who betrothed Ze'amar Nikidashtiha, the Ze'amar Nikidashtiha. Two people come forward and saying, I betrothed her, and someone else said, I betrothed her. Shnehem nosnim get. Both of them must produce a get, a bill of divorce, because there's a suffix. We are in doubt if she's permitted to everyone. We don't know. Perhaps neither of them did. Perhaps you know for sure someone has to be lying. You know, one of the two has to be lying. We do not assume that it's actually a third person that she's engaged to, but we know one of these two individuals is lying, and therefore if both of them give a get, at least this way she'll still be free to marry whoever. Finally, our Mishnah concludes, Bimratu, Echad nosen get, the Echad kones. And if they want, one can give her the get, the divorce, and the other can in fact continue and marry her. If they choose to do so. That is the end of our Mishnah.